The sound of North Yorkshire. And all the music you love.
BBC. Coming up tonight then, it's a Friday, which means it's another visit from international roving travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack, with two clues to track down where he is, one now, just another one before 11, and the gentleman in question at 11:15. You ready for this? I think I'm going to need your help. This tropical volcanic island nation, which is a popular winter sunshine destination, is the only country in the world named after a woman and is famous for the Pitons, its emblematic twin mountains. Only nation, country in the world named after a woman. I must admit, I'm drawing something of a blank on this one. Popular winter sunshine destination. I don't know. Is it the Canaries? 81333. R-U-S-S. You might be shouting at the radio because you know it and you've been there. I'm utterly clueless. 81333-R-U-S-S on Twitter at Damedith Evans. Another clue before 11, and I need it. BBC Radio York. Thank you for the help so far as we try to track down Mr. Andy Mossack, the roving travel ace that is. Well, he is coming up at 11:15. We've got a full travel log. Somewhere else we can put on the travel to-do list, but we need to narrow it down and get it right. Here's clue number two. France and Britain fought over ownership of this island for over 100 years. With it changing hands 14 times, the British finally prevailed in 1814 until 1979, when it was granted independence. Has that confirmed your plump or made you think twice? Where in the world was Andy Mossack? The travel ace is coming up 11:15, but unless we get this right, we don't get the travel log. 81333-RUSS. When you drop by and say hi on the text, on the phone where it's free, 0800-389-3333. We got to track him down, but I'm looking forward to chatting to him. Travel to-do list, another one going on soon. Got Mr. Andy Mossack as well. We put our heads together. As in, you did the lion's share of the thinking. You're always so good at this. You get where he's been, or where you answer the clues really, really quickly. Me, I struggle. If it were just down to me, I'd never get this thing right. I am going to go with the sheer weight of opinion. The two clues, I think, or you think, are pointing us towards St. Lucia. Not bad. Very nice. We'll find out soon. Andy Mossack coming up in about 10 minutes. Time to reach out, grab the passport, head to the airport, see where we can go next. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? It's Good Friday, isn't it? For years now, there's been plenty of places added onto a big list. I was talking to a friend of mine, and the discussion around what kind of places Andy Mossack has been to turned up, and it was like, any good recommendations? And I'm sitting there thinking, genuinely, hundreds, hundreds upon hundreds of amazing places you can go and visit in the world. Without further ado, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ. Yeah, it's like getting the band back together, isn't it?
Oh, do you know, it's been too long, hasn't it? Absolutely yes. Too long. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how I've coped without a little flavour of luxury.
Oh, bless. Me too.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Well, before we get down to brass tacks about tonight's location, Andy, I got to tell you, I went and had a week in Spain and enjoyed the worst weather that southern Spain had experienced up to this point.
Shame.
I mean, it happens,
it's been
doesn't it?
Pouring down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty bad in that area. I think it's getting a little better now, but it was you had the Saharan sand in the sky, and then it hovered in the air for about 2 days. Then there was a big old rainfall overnight, and it dyed the hotel orange. That's what it was, man.
You couldn't make it up, could you, eh?
Could not make it up. But you see, this is always the risk, isn't it? You can buy a ticket to a place, you can buy your space in the hotel, but you can't buy the weather, can you, really?
Well, you know, it could be global warming. You know, it could be that, you know, the good old British Isles could end up being tropical, couldn't it?
I mean, could do really. There, various projections to that effect, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Back to tonight's program, Andy. The sheer weight of public opinion, we're saying, this must be paradise, I'm guessing, St. Lucia.
Yeah, indeed. Bang on. Well done, everyone. Yeah, bang on. St. Lucia, indeed. She is a beautiful island. And I've got to say, because it was only a couple of weeks ago I was there, and they are so delighted that the doors are open again for them, because it's 80% of their whole business is tourism, you know, and it's been really tough. So to see the smile and the welcome and everything else was such a joy. It was great.
Well, this is an interesting point, actually. I hope you don't mind me asking, because there's been a gradual, obviously, flights are back on. There's been this gradual release of certain restrictions around the world, because every country is doing things in their own way. Are things now properly kind of opening up? And I mean, are you getting busier?
Oh, God, yeah. It's back on as far as that's concerned. The tourist boards are in full flow, trying to get as much coverage as possible. Our diaries are filling up now. It's just that every country's got a different moment, a different protocol, you know, but they're all every day changing them. And generally, things are lifting. So in terms of fully vaccinated, it's becoming, you know, just you don't need any testing. But obviously, you know, it depends on which country, but it's all going that way now. And St. Lucia was one of those, exactly that. I mean, I just missed it, actually. So when I was there, I had to fill in all the forms and do all the bits and pieces, you know. And do the immigration sort of... you know, they kind of have to go through and take your heat and everything else. But literally the day I left, they'd finished all that. So for fully vaccinated people now, you don't need any tests at all. But they do give you, it's quite nice actually, they give you a white wristband to wear, which signifies that you're vaccinated, and you wear that during your stay. So it kind of helps. Yeah, it kind of helps, because only 30% of their population are vaccinated. So they need to make sure that everybody who goes in isn't going to test or any test positive or anything.
So was this your first time on St. Lucia, or had you been before?
I've been about 4 years ago, and I was really keen to get back to see what changes they've done and see how the place was. And I loved it so much that I couldn't wait. Yeah, and you know, it's so nice. I remember the taxi driver saying to me, it's brilliant. He said, I won't put the St. Lucia Caribbean accent on, but he said to me, the weekend starts on a Wednesday here, you know, he said, and it finishes on a Sunday. He says, and then we get 2 days rest before it all starts again. They just want a party.
What a way to live. Oh, I know. Why can't we have that? So where do you start with St. Lucia then? I mean, what's a good way of if you're going to go to St. Lucia, what's the best way of seeing it, doing the island?
Well, it's really, I tell you what, it's to use the football analogy, it's an island of two halves. And it is, because, you know, you've got the north and the south, and very, very different, completely different, in fact. So in the north, it's probably the most popular part. All the tourists go there. It's the main kind of tourist and commercial areas. It's much drier than the south, and it's where all the nightlife is. So you've got Rodney Bay, which has got its shopping mills. It's Rodney Bay Village, they call it. They've got restaurants and clubs and pubs. Proper nightlife, you know.
Yeah.
That's heaving, particularly at the weekends. So Rodney Bay is where it all happens, all the hotels around there. Marigot Bay, which is next door, Rodney Bay, is beautiful. It's got massive, huge beach. And that's fascinating, actually. Marigot Bay was where the British Navy... used to hide. They've got this giant sandbar, which is still there, and then they used to park all the ships round and hide behind it. And so they used to bring all the masts, all the sails down, but leave the masts up, so everyone thought they were palm trees. right? And so when the French sort of navy came by, they sailed out and intercepted them. So it was
extraordinary,
fascinating. Yeah, Marigot Bay is kind of known for the defending the island for the British. So it's great. So that's all still there. And you've got this lovely Pigeon Island National Park, which is a strategic island fortress right on the hill. And both the French and the British had it as well. So you can take a day out and go there and climb up to the fortress at the top there. You take a water taxi direct from the Harbour Club resort, which has got a dock there. And you can take this water taxi right across to Pigeon Island and spend the day there just wandering around, which is fascinating. And the views are just beautiful. They're beautiful. And the old capital, Castries, is in the north as well. So that's a proper colonial capital city. It's where all the cruise ships go into. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of northern part of it. And then you go south, and that's completely different. That's rainforest. I mean, that is proper dense rainforest canopy.
I'm seeing you with your helmet and your beige shorts on again. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Holding a machete in one hand as you sort of say, that's me, I'm off into the bush. I can just see that.
Sometime. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is where the old money was, you see. I mean, this was in the south. This is like where the old proper plantations were, you know, like the sugar and the banana plantations. And these days they're still there, but they're fancy resorts. So all these plantations have been turned into very nice, fancy resorts. Beautiful views.
Are we talking sort of James Bond would stay there kind of resort?
I would certainly say it's, particularly right down where the Pitons are, the two mountains. These beautiful resorts all along literally on the side of the hillside going right down into the Caribbean. And then you've got these massive mountains by the side of them. So the views are just astonishing, Russ. It's quite breathtaking. And I was at a place called Stonyfield, which was beautiful because it was like their own little villas. But it's a really funny story here, because when I got there, they give you, you check in and then you go to the restaurant and they give you a fully loaded water pistol.
Right. Fully loaded water pistol.
Yeah. And I said, well, that's very nice. What's this for? And they said, well, this is to keep the birds away from your food in the restaurant. You just shoot the birds with a water pistol. You know?
No way.
They're all like little coloured water pistols, little kids' water pistols. It is very funny, but it's a nice, cute way of keeping the birds off your grub. You know,
did you obviously, let's say a bird was messing with your grub, Andy. Did you manage to hit anything with the water pistol?
Well, I got the wife a couple of times. That was
excellent.
Quite good,
yeah. That's what we want. That's what we like to hear.
Right in the eye. Yeah, actually, they're very cute, these birds, because they know the minute you lift a pistol up, they know what's coming. So they, you know, they do a runner before they get wet. It's quite funny. But down there also, we've got excursions to go out. You've got this driving volcano, which is very, very interesting place.
A driving volcano? What? Like, so, I mean, is it still remotely active, or is it extinct? Safely extinct?
It's very active. No. It's properly active. A bit like, you know, in the Canaries, where they pride themselves on, the Tim and Fire place. You know that?
Oh yeah,
and
Lanzarote. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is similar, because it's actually a volcano, though, but the walls collapsed in on themselves. So that's why you haven't got, like, these steep cliffs to go up. And you just literally drive in, and it's not expensive. You just go in there, pay a small fee, and you go in these hot springs. So everyone just puts on their swimmers, and there's five kind of sulfur springs there.
Oh, amazing.
Very hot.
Amazing.
And you go in for a little sort of swim, and you then get out and spread mud all over yourself, which is all sulfur. So it's very, very good for your skin. Takes years off. I mean, I'm now 20 years younger than I was, honestly.
When you went there.
Skin of a man my age, yeah, it's like a baby's bottom now, honestly. It's really lovely.
You can bounce coins off Andy Bossack.
Indeed, yeah. But then you go in and do a nice little walk and see the bubbling, the water bubbling in these rock pools and the steam coming off. Apparently the last eruption was in the 1700s, so geologists test it every day, so no one can freak out and worry about it too much, but yeah, they're still, it's still active. So,
do you know
yeah,
what?
lovely place.
Who wouldn't love a place, an island, a paradise island that has a resort called Rodney Bay? Which all I can see,
I know,
is Nicholas Lyndhurst. He's all I can see.
Well, yes, General. I think it's General George Rodney.
Yeah, I would have thought it would come from something like that. Please tell me the locals call it Dave.
Wouldn't it be great? We're going to be millionaires.
You'll be millionaires this time. So it sounds like paradise, popular for the cruise ship lines. But I suppose you can fly there and enjoy a piece of paradise without getting on a cruise ship as well, I would have thought.
Yeah. They do direct flights from Britain straight there. It's no problem at all. It's very, very easy.
Brilliant.
And the food's excellent too. So you know, the rum.
Good rum.
Good time with the rum.
Good rum.
Rum by the gallon, sir.
Oh, that's it. I'd completely forget about the birds and the water pistol. Just fill this with rum, will you?
Get me from
the other side of the room, see if you can. I'd have a crack at that. Marvellous stuff. Well, you're going to be pretty busy. When are we going to be catching up with you next time, Andy?
Well, yeah, I'm going to be away a couple of weeks' time.
Awesome.
I'm going to be clocking up the air miles, sir.
Yeah. Excellent. I can't wait for it. You take care of yourself. Have a wonderful, happy Easter to you and the family, Andy.
Indeed. Yeah, you and the team as well. Have a
brilliant
good
stuff. Thank you, my friend. You take care of yourself. Awesome. St. Lucia. Rodney Bay. Other bays are available. More from Andy in a couple of weeks. Get something on the travel to-do list. Check the government website, see what the restrictions are. If you are about to head out and about with your passport in hand. And thanks for helping me out tonight.